This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by End Zone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The dance fire.
Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston!
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio 1560? The Sports Kings are in the house. I want to wish you guys a happy or good evening tonight. I hope you guys are having a great time. My name is Chris Amez. I'm joined here by the Sports Kings, Mean Gene, Mario, and Dave. What's going on, guys?
Hey, hey. What's going on, Sports Kings After Dark? Man, I still smell the barbecue on my fingertips.
Delicious.
What was that?
Delicious.
Dave?
Oh,
hey, yo, Steve.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my family right there.
Your family throw down like that?
Yes.
Delicious.
Endless barbecue and catering.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That was amazing. And now, the only thing we got to worry
salad,
about.
This potato salad?
Are you going
he's
at
over
it right
there.
Now?
He's over there eating. Give that man a napkin over there, okay?
That was delicious.
Wait a minute, folks. Delicious. Welcome to Sports Kings After Dark on a Father's Day weekend here. Saturday night. Yes, we are live. Okay, wait a minute. Are we taped? We are live.
This is live.
Wait a minute. We are live. Yes.
Live.
No, we really are live. Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Monday Night Raw.
So, all right, guys. Well, in June, it's June 17th, and it's hot as hell.
Man.
It's ridiculous,
what?
Honestly.
Is there a water shortage here in this town?
I don't know about that.
Lord forbid, but
I'm sweating buckets.
Yeah, like, I don't understand that, like, we can't no longer go outside past, like, 10:30. Like, it is.
10:30? You can't go outside at 9:30, 9 o'clock. You're just like, ugh, it's so hot.
Man,
steamy. Man, sticky hot.
Mm.
It's that nasty hot.
What can we do?
Anyway, well, we stay indoors like we're doing right now.
I guess that's the only thing to do.
And do the Sports Kings After Dark show here, folks. On SB Nation Radio, a lot of stuff to talk about tonight here. Of course, wait a minute. We always spend some time with our sponsors, and that's End Zone Sports Bar.
Yep.
We hung out there just a couple of hours ago, and I think we have some shout outs to do, right?
Yeah, I want to shout out Titus. Had a great conversation about boxing. Hope you're watching the
that
fight
wasn't
tonight.
A conversation. That was an argument.
Okay, it was a heated. It was a heated debate. It was a heated
Security
debate.
Security came in right before we left.
Was it Max and Stephen A?
It was Max Stephen A. Kind of angry.
Plus five. I mean, and then he goes over there and hugs the guy and shakes his hand.
There you go. Sportsmanship after the sport. That's how you do it.
So, am I right, Chris?
Yeah.
It was more like an argument. Chris,
it was a good argument. I was in the middle of it.
It was a good discussion.
No, it was a great argument. I was in the middle of it all, and I was like, "Man, you're gonna get us killed over here, man." Be quiet.
I know Mario is so compassionate about his boxing, and do not argue with this guy. Do not argue with anyone from New York. So you lose that argument. But anyway, we gotta talk about.
Wait. We have some special shout outs to Christine and Stacy, the beautiful barmaids at End Zone Sports Bar. Hey, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Hello, ladies.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, we knew we had one coming, right?
The big Valboski.
So, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're gonna talk about the NBA Finals. Now, I won't even say it, guys. As y'all look at me, the three of you, Mean Gene was the only one that picked the Golden State Warriors.
That's not true.
Oh,
that's not true.
No. Chris picked it. Chris picked Golden State.
Underdog.
Yeah, he said Illuminati.
Oh, okay, yes, you
yeah,
did.
He said Illuminati confirmed, so he was going with that.
Wait a minute. They were the favorites. What?
I just picked them because they were the underdogs to me.
Okay, to you they were the underdogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Golden State Warriors won. And wait a minute. Don't stop there. Who was the MVP of the finals? Did I not say Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
Okay, but like you picked like I don't want to say the obvious answer, but like we're trying to go out a limb a little bit.
I was going out there, man. I chose Cavs in five. I'm not going to lie.
You guys went so far on a limb that I talked to Craig. He's moving your part of the show to 3 a.m.
A lot of prime listeners around.
I tried.
All
right.
So, all right. But anyway, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. They are your champions. But, hey, later on in the show, we're going to talk about this dynasty or not. You know, I think I know, Mario, you had tweeted some stuff last week, and I know we're going to get deep into that because I'm sitting here looking at the Golden State Warriors' salaries and who's on the contract
it's
and who's not.
It's
going
to be hard.
It looks, only right now they only got three players. So a lot of stuff is going to happen. And, of course, today it's going to be a lot of NBA talk, okay? So if you're not an NBA fan, we still want you to stay with us because – there's a lot of stuff that you need to know. We're going to get into the Rockets. The NBA draft is next Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have a lot to talk about here on the show as far as what the Rockets are going to do. And also, a great friend and contributor to the Sports Kings is going to join us in the next segment, and that is Dustin Pfeiffer. You've heard that name before if you followed this show. He covers the Charlotte Hornets and the Carolina Panthers, and he's a Fox Sports contributor out there. We also talk about the Astros. I mean, come on, what would we ever get on the air without talking about the Houston Astros?
Nope.
I mean, would we? we just couldn't do it. And they're, in those uniforms that I did not, they look like the Rockies in the, those blue uniforms.
It looks weird. It looks like the Tar Heel colors for a lot.
It did look like that. I didn't know what was going on.
I like that combination though because we don't get to see it too much. The North Carolina light powder blue with the darker blue accent. I think that's the
What was the reasoning
Father's
for that?
Father's Day. Is that? I believe so.
I think it was Father's Day celebration or something like that.
I mean, cause I didn't know.
They were bright, though. Those were some really bright colors.
When we was at end zone, I'm like, is that the Astros? I thought it was a throwback game or something. Anyway, so, and I know, Mario, you got to talk about the Ward versus the Russian fighter.
Oh, yeah. Ward versus Kovalev 2 tonight, guys. If any of you are boxing fans out there, you already know this is going to be probably the fight of the year. So, you know, stay tuned. We're probably going to bring you updates round by round.
And then, of course, Dave, I know you got some stuff we're going to get into. Dave has really broken down this NBA stuff, so can't wait to get into some of this conversation. So, all right, guys, so it happened. No more NBA. So what the hell do we do between now and the start of training camp?
You know what? I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet, so at least that's one thing I could do. So that's like but one thing, but other than that, just like the big three, that's going to hold us down for a little bit.
I finally saw the commercial for that. I finally saw the commercial for that on Fox Sports 1.
Yes.
And I was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. This is going to be epic.
And I feel like we're going to see a lot of, like, I think we talk about nostalgia a lot in this show, and I really think that we're going to at least feel a different time now because 3-on-3 is definitely a different aspect of basketball because it's going to be a lot more space, a little bit more, I wouldn't say statistical, honestly. I think people are just going to go out there and ball, and that's what we're going to see. And especially when you think about the players that we named off the last week, it's going to be fun.
It, you know what? And I tell you what, Muchinoris, if you're out there listening, because we did make contact with him last week, and it's all about scheduling, and we certainly have to get him on here because this stuff is getting ready to go down here pretty soon, right?
And you know what? I want to say his team is a really, fits a good Houston team. They have Katina Mowgli on there as well. Yeah. And Clyde Drexler as the coach. So you got a little Houston connection.
And
already.
So it's Norris, Mowgli, and who else?
And, well, Clyde Drexler is their coach. And that's,
he a player coach?
No. I wish. He might get out there. But also, I believe their captain is Corey Maggette. And Corey Maggette is one of those guys.
He's a player
too.
Coach.
Captain.
Captain? So the captains are not playing?
No, they're playing.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
The coach is, it's Clyde Drexler. He's not playing. Oh, okay. He's chilling. But all right. Corey Maggette, like, he's one of those guys that don't look like they age at all either.
Nope.
He's the stuff. So, yeah, Muchinoris did say that he would try to come on and talk about this thing. So we got to get him before this thing kicks off here. And I know everyone is just going to chill until this NBA draft kicks off next week. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Now, I've never been to an NBA draft. I have been to an NFL draft. But the NBA draft, always a tough crowd, New York City.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe it was a tough crowd whenever it was David Stern. How about that? Like, I believe they
man, they used to boo that dude off stage.
Yeah, like, you know, they kind of mistreated him just a little bit.
Did they boo him worse than Goodell? I think Goodell gets booed.
Well, that's
worse.
Philly. Like, Philly's a tough town, man.
But New York, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want to say that I feel it was more anger whenever it comes, at least with the NBA, You know, because the Goodell, he's been getting this for 2 years, I think. So, like,
yeah,
I think a lot more has been coming up with the NFL. So that's what we're starting to see now. So it's that. But David Stern used to get it from, what, 86?
A fan just got ejected. From the game today.
Oh, yeah. I think they touched what could have been a double.
Oh,
game,
yeah?
Something like
interesting
that.
Stuff. So, well, Adam Silver.
Who touched my mama's family?
There was no way we could do a show watching Mama.
No.
Come on. I mean, there was no way. Even though I love that show, Mama's a good show, but we couldn't watch it here.
Come on, Mama.
So Adam Silver is not a bad person. They like him. He is so in tune with everything.
I would say he's the most in tune commissioner out there in any league. It's
because he's
so motivated to grow. And not just to grow, but grow with what's going on. He had a really interesting interview when he talked about he pretty much has a Twitter account, but kind of a low-key Twitter account that he does to, you know, kind of checks around and just look at things. But he never said anything bad about that. He always said it was a good thing that players are putting themselves out there and becoming one with the community and growing.
He's open to a lot. Now, what shocked me, what came out of his mouth a few years ago, maybe a year ago, is when he actually was not against legalized betting on basketball.
Yeah.
And that just really shocked me. And then he also is not against the marketing of the NBA. So he said we could expect to see, just like in the WNBA, sponsors on the jerseys of NBA players.
Honestly, I think that he's not selfish. He's willing to go where people haven't been.
Must be a lot of this.
And also, because he's going to, you know, put that into play too as well. Right. He's going to think about the money where everywhere else can benefit, you know. So I think he's definitely going the right way.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. But when I watched the WNBA, and I know, guys, we haven't talked much about the WNBA. I think there was a game on tonight. I saw that up there earlier. But, you know, when the WNBA first came out, they were, you know, sort of sponsored by the NBA, and then the NBA kind of let them out there on their own. And, of course, what we have seen over the last 20 years of WNBA is a lot of franchises just didn't survive, and including the one
Houston
here.
Houston Comets, yes.
In Houston.
Four-time champions?
Yeah, four-time champions. The only two, I think, that have just been consistent out there are in your big cities, the Sparks and then the New York, the Liberty. But anyway, but back to the commissioner, so we will see him front and center come Thursday night as he announced the first pick of the NBA draft. And guys, I'll tell you what, I had got a quick text there about the, I guess it's official that the Boston Celtics has agreed to trade that number one pick to the 76ers.
Oh. What?
So
Joel Embiid was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the two teams agreed to terms, which will reportedly see the top pick go to the 76ers in exchange for the number three pick, and there's always an and, a future first rounder.
Oh, yeah, of course. But
future first rounder for Philly that would go to Boston. But the Philadelphia 76ers, guys, is a good team. I mean,
a lot of young talent, I'll say a good
2 to 3 years to finally spark something up, because I feel that, yeah, they got a good young core as of right now, but also think about other young cores. Think about how long it took the Timberwolves to finally get to where they're going. They haven't even made the playoffs just yet. And the Timberwolves have a good core of young guys. You can't say that they're really lacking in a lot of positions. Also, maybe I wouldn't really put Phoenix out there just yet, because they got a lot of young guys, but they're not as close as the Timberwolves are. But that's why I say a couple more years, though, not just yet.
So I guess for our beloved Houston Rockets and our Rockets fans here in Houston, you might want to find something to do during the first round, because the Rockets don't have a first round pick. And David, you want to tell us why we don't?
Oh, man. Well, definitely Lou Williams was one of the reasons why. But I wouldn't really say that was really a bad reasoning, though, that he was the reason. But so whenever we sent Corey Brewer to the Lakers for exchange for Lou Williams, we also had sent a first-round pick. So that's the reason why. But also because of other picks and trades and here and there. So that's why we get these little two picks towards the end of the second round, which still isn't quite bad.
It's not bad. What, 44? We got the 43rd pick and the 45th pick. So you got two picks right there. And I'm certain that, you know, in a win-win situation, you're hoping of those first 30 picks that go, that somebody drops.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say that there's definitely going to be a lot of people who drop, but, you know,
would they drop down that far?
Though? Watching a lot of people's tape, though, the people who are supposed to be kind of around whenever we draft, I think a lot of people are going to go up, too.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll find out, folks. And I tell you what, coming back in the next segment, we will hopefully talk with Dustin Pfeiffer from the Fox Sports Charlotte out there about the Hornets, see what they're going to do. You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark with all the fellas right here on 1560 AM.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Sports Kings After Dark. So, we're going to keep talking about this NBA and about this draft. Dave, tell us what's going on.
Oh, I see we got a caller in. Right, Gene?
Oh, it's not a caller, guys. This is a great friend of the Sports Kings talk show and the NFL countdown show that we used to do on the Nation on the network. But, no, this guy is a great friend of the show and sort of, you know, taught me the ropes and how to handle myself and conduct myself in the press box. And he covers the Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets. Certainly we'll be talking about those Panthers in a couple of months, but right now it's all about the Charlotte Hornets as they have, I think, the 11th pick in this NBA draft. So please welcome Fox Sports contributor and Sports Kings contributor, Dustin Pfeiffer. What's up, Dustin? Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. You
hear me?
Chris probably stepped on the button back there. Okay. But anyway, hey, so Dustin, man, it's good to hear you. I haven't talked to you in a while, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been, Gene?
We are doing great. You are here on the Sports Kings After Dark with Chris Tamez, David Ramon, and Mario Cordova. I give out your full names.
I know, just dropping that government.
Yeah, just saying.
Full government names.
So, yeah. So David goes, yeah, well, we have a caller. No, we just don't have a caller. We got somebody special on this show tonight. And, you know, guys, he's staying up late because he's in Charlotte. You know, they're an hour ahead of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And also, we kind of have to give him this little hard time. Little hard time. Just for the Charlotte stuff. This is real quick, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, Dustin, what's going on, man? What are you guys going to do this next Thursday?
Hey, you know, listen, you can give me the hard stuff with the Charlotte stuff. Born and raised, so I've been through it, been through the ups and downs, a lot of downs, so I'm ready for it.
Wait a minute. You know what? And I gave him a hard time, guys, when the Panthers, you know, went to the Super Bowl and played the Broncos. Man. And I know I hate bringing that back up, Dustin. But man, that was a rough moment there. And
you know, it's kind of funny that you say that. I'm sitting in my sports room in my house right now. And I looked over to my left and I see a little Super Bowl 50 sign. But every time I look at it, I just shake my head.
I do it, man. Well, let's talk about something real good here that's gonna matter. I mean, the Charlotte Hornets, owned by D1 Michael Jordan. And competitive team there. You guys got the 11th pick, and then you come back in the second round, and you got the 41st pick. So, Dustin, what can we expect to see from Charlotte on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting draft to see what the Hornets do. I don't think they expected going into last season to hold the 11th pick, but they had some injuries, some things didn't go their way, and they were definitely hoping to compete for a top four seed in the East, and it just went the opposite way, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So big off season here, especially starting with the draft, but also after the draft, deciding what they're going to do, because they're really locked up into a lot of contracts right now and don't have a lot of wiggle room. So it's going to be very important for them to get a good player with this 11th pick in the draft. And they've been bringing players in all week and all the last 2 weeks, working them out to see who they're going to get at number 11.
Yeah, you're right. You guys do have a lot of players on the contract, but most of these players are, I mean, look, as a result of what you did in the draft, I mean, you get Kaminsky last year, and you know, you got Cody Zeller back in 13, and Michael Kidd Gilchrist. So, I mean, you got some important pieces, not to mention Kemba Walker in 2011. So, I mean, you got some great people under contract. So, just seems like you guys, offensively and defensively, you're right there in the middle of the league. What you're going to do is you're going to need somebody to take you, you know, farther up there.
Absolutely. And the two main differences, you said it right there, and last year's team and the team the year before who tied for third in the East with 48 wins was the bench. I mean, the starting players, like you said, Kemba Walker, Nick Batum, Cody Zeller, Marvin Williams, most of the time you know what you're going to get from that starting group. But in that big run when they won 48 games, they had guys like Jeremy Lin, Al Jefferson, all those names coming off the bench. And they lose those guys last year, weren't able to sign them the free agent contracts. And so the bench really struggled last year. They didn't have a backup point guard to go behind Kemba Walker, who had an all-star season. And they just didn't have enough scoring punch off the bench, especially when some injuries happened. So they need to find some way to build that bench up. I'm not saying the starting unit's perfect, but if they could find a decent bench to go with that starting group, then they definitely could be right back to being a playoff team next year.
And where do you feel that they start right there? Because I'm checking out a couple mock drafts, and I'm kind of seeing, you know, who they kind of brought in for the workouts. I saw John Collins came in from Wake Forest. Where do you expect them to go towards in this draft? Because I'm seeing it in a lot of mock drafts, picking big men.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing is there are a lot of big men that are really good in this draft, but how many big men can the Hornets continue to take? Gene mentioned it there, Frank Kaminsky, Cody Zeller. They even traded for the horrible contract of Miles Plumlee, which, you know, I don't know what that movie was about, but it was terrible. So, I mean, you've got big men there. They've been trying to find that stretch four, stretch five. Kaminsky shows flashes, but then he has games where he's not even, like, he's on the court. So, if it's me, I'm not going another big man. I'm going to stick with Frank. I think he's building a little bit. I like Cody as a starting center. I think he's very underrated. I'm going to go with what I've been craving for probably the last 6 years with this team, and I want an actual shooting guard that can shoot the basketball. You know, Nick Batum is actually their starting shooting guard, but he's actually sliding over to two so Michael Kidd-Gilchrist can play the three. And if everybody knows Kidd-Gilchrist, what a great guy, what a great defensive player, but offense is not any part of his game, so especially shooting. I'm looking for a guy who can shoot the ball. So I'm looking at really two guys that I've kind of zoned in on now. Or Donovan Mitchell from Louisville, and also Luke Kennard from Duke.
I was just about to mention Kennard.
Luke Kennard, man.
Because he's actually going up on a lot of people's stocks. He's one of those guys who are rising right now.
He's really climbing the boards. I'm actually a Duke fan, so I've watched all his games closely. And what's funny is not only can he shoot the lights out of it, but if you watched him at Duke the way he improved last year, he actually can score the basketball from a number of different places. He can hit the mid-range jumper. He's actually pretty crafty off the dribble, so I know that'll be tougher at the next level, but I really like his offensive game. If we can have a knockdown shooter at the two spot for Kemba Walker to kick out to, and Batum, who's a good passer, then that's really going to improve his basketball.
He also moves really well without the ball, too, which you need in this day in the league.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The only reason you may flip to Donovan Mitchell is because of his athleticism and because of what he can bring as a two-way player. They actually interviewed him in Charlotte on one of the local radio stations. He compared himself to Avery Bradley, and that's not a bad comparison when you have a shooting guard who can kind of score but also be that lockdown defender. So one of those two guys is who I'd be looking at for the Hornets, because I'm just scared to reach, and it's not necessarily a reach, but I'm scared to go after another big guy who we're trying to see if he's going to pan out to his potential, and you just don't know what's going to happen. So I'm looking for a shooting guard for this team.
Hey, folks, once again, we're talking with Dustin Pfeiffer, Fox Sports contributor, covers the Charlotte Hornets, long-term friend of the Sports Kings here. And, hey, you know what? Now, and I know me and you have had this conversation before, Dustin. Living in the state of North Carolina, I just can't see how you guys can let any of those college kids ever leave the state. I mean, you got so many great players, so many great schools in that state, man. You always got to find somebody good down there, especially at guard.
You would definitely think so. And I mean, another guy we didn't even mention that's worked out for the Hornets is Justin Jackson. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a lot of guys that are around this state that the Hornets see a lot of and definitely do their scouting. You know, they tried that years back when they were the Bobcats, when they drafted Raymond Felton and Sean Bayes. And, you know, Felton worked out for a few years. He actually had a decent career with the Bobcats. We all know what happened to Sean May. But they have tried to do that before. So, you know, they brought in some North Carolina guys. They got Marvin Williams there now from North Carolina. So they do keep that local style there.
Yeah, they do.
It's just a team who I think they've got the right coach in place. Steve Clifford, I think, is one of the more underrated coaches in this league. And I think if they can just build it up again, they can get that bench. I mean, Kemba Walker, I haven't seen a guy where I've watched him his entire career really improve the way he has with his shooting.
Yes.
So they've got some pieces there. It's just that, like I said, the bad contract of Miles Plumlee, it's just that kind of stuff that ties you up where you can't make that move to better your bench and really complete your team that kind of holds you back. So it's one of these teams where they know their expectations in this NBA where, you know, it's all about super teams and all about teams, maybe two or three teams who are competing for a title. They just want to be a consistent playoff team who can maybe compete for a home court series in that first round. And I think that's the level they're trying to get to at this point.
I would agree. You know, and me and you talked this year, and you know, when you started covering that team for Fox Sports over there, we talked about, you know, those expectations. Because, man, you guys, I tell you what, I don't know. I buy the NBA League Pass every year, and I like watching the Lakers, and I like watching the Rockets. But somehow I ended up
watching the Lakers.
We're going to talk about that. That's to throw some shade here.
Oh yeah, real quick.
But yeah, maybe not as much as I used to watch the Lakers. But I did. I tell you what, I caught myself watching a lot of Charlotte Hornets games because they turn out to be good games, you know. And that's a team that I know. Like I said, you guys are. You know, you ranked 14th offensively, you know, with 106 points there that you score in there, but you're giving up 106 points, and you ranked right there at 14th. So you guys are still there, and I know you didn't make the playoffs this year, but I think whatever you do, you got a lot of players on the contract, which is good. So you're in a better position than most teams. But Dustin, I know, I tell you what, we're about to run into the break here, man, but as always, you know, we like having you on the show. We're going to bring you back here. We got a ton of college football and NBA and pro football that's going to be coming up, and we look forward to having your commentary.
Hey, anytime, Gene. You know I'm ready to come on and talk sports.
Hey, no problem at all, folks. Once again, Dustin Pfeiffer from Fox Sports Charlotte out there covering the Charlotte Hornets and the Carolina Panthers. You know, it just took everything into me not to talk about the Panthers. And hey, wait a minute. So before we let you go, so I know, is Michael Jordan involved in this draft, or has he stepped aside a little bit?
I think Michael Jordan's involved in every draft. He may say he's taking a back seat, but Michael Jordan will always try to have his fingerprint on what's going on this team. So look for him to definitely have a lot of input come Thursday night. It'll be interesting to see because there's a ton of wild card teams in front of them. So who knows what's going to be on the board when they come around at 11.
So, you know what? It all makes sense to me now because when Michael Jordan drafted Kwame Brown, folks, I think I got it. He drafted Kwame Brown so he could stand out in the 303 league. That's
he set his next feature up. That's why.
That's what it was, Dustin. All right, guys. Hey, Dustin, man, you take care out there, and we'll have you back on here shortly to talk some more Charlotte Hornets and Carolina Panthers, okay?
Thanks, Dean.
All right. So, hey, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back after the break and kind of break down things that Dustin talked about and get into what the Houston Rockets are going to do next Thursday. You are listening to the Sports Kings After Dark here on SB Nation Radio 1560.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Oh, yeah. The Sports Kings are in the house in good old Houston, Texas. SB Nation Radio 1560.
Hey, keep that beat going, because you know what? You know, like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
You guys know I kind of busted out in a rap, right?
Yeah.
But that was back in the day.
Yeah.
But see, the rappers today is that when they start rapping, they take a good beat like this. And it's like, yeah, they do that like for 5 minutes before. Wait, yeah. Yeah.
Take the bass line.
Turn them up. Turn them up. Turn the headphones up.
I don't hear no bass in my headphones.
I don't hear no bass. Turn them up. Turn them up. Yeah.
What is that?
No.
Dave Chappelle.
I can't hear nothing in my left ear. Oh. Okay. Yeah. I got it. Y'all. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. And then it's like 5 minutes in the song before they even start.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Here in beautiful downtown Houston, Texas. Well, not downtown, but the Galleria area, Houston, Texas. Sports Kings After Dark 1560. If you're just joining us, hello, hello. Welcome to the Sports Kings After Dark. We are an SB Nation radio show here every Saturday and Sunday from 10 p.m. to midnight. If you're a recurring listener, welcome back. You know what we're about. We're ready to have some fun. What's going on, Sports King? Talk to me.
Well, and if you're a first-time listener, you're probably wondering what the hell is going on. I mean, what are these guys talking about? What are we talking NBA?
That's right.
We just got off the phone with Dustin Pfeiffer and give you a little flavor of what's happening in Charlotte. But let's go ahead and just bring it back down to Houston. Let's bring it back to Houston.
How do you say it, Mario? Houston?
Houston.
Houston, Texas.
And we all know how our season ended here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so now this is the time of the year where we get a chance to add a couple of pieces to the puzzle and see exactly what it is that we're going to do come next Thursday for the Houston Rockets.
And to me, I think you can kind of go different ways. And we talked about this before the show came on, but it really depends on what's going to be out there for us to get, because we kind of think when we first think about the roster, what could we add to it and what did we kind of lack a little bit? And of course, that would be big man. Clint was pretty much left by himself. Nene helped as much as he could, and that was what the sole problem is. But then again, we still have people right now on our roster that, you know, that are centers. Onwuakwu's, a big man, and Kyle Whittier, of course, as well. So you kind of look at them and say, oh, well, maybe they'll come along.
But we got him last year, though, right?
Yes. And you kind of, you know, believe that they'll come along. But also, if there's a nice, you know, combo guard out there that can, you know, hold the ball as a point and come up and maybe, you know, give James a little bit of rest, or maybe, you know, give someone, you know, some help, especially like Pat. You want to go that way, too, just as well.
Well, what's his name again? I can't. Onwuakwu?
Onwuakwu?
Onwuakwu? Well, okay.
We'll
sorry.
Try. Say that
next time. I'm sorry. And he's probably listening to the show. But I can't wait to get to that Mean Gene guy. So anyway, so Nene is an unrestricted free agent. So there's a possible chance that, you know, Nene could walk and go. So, I mean, looking at the roster now, Capella is certainly under contract. I mean, they got some great players on contract.
Pretty much everyone's under contract if you really look at it. Like a really big bulk of the team. So the only two free agents will be Bobby Brown and Nene, which kind of, you know, we're kind of in the same place where it harnessed a little bit, because we don't really have too much wiggle room. So if we are going to make some big plays, which Daramore kind of came out and said that he's looking for, you know, basically a big gun. Big smoking gun. He's going to, you know, maybe trade somebody. He's looking at different options, so he's definitely not scared. So if we're going to go that route, we also got to, you know, pay attention to that too, because Chris Paul was also talking, you know, is in talks with the Rockets as well.
Yeah,
I just wanted to add Chris Paul, but people keep forgetting Carmelo Anthony. What's going to happen if the Knicks don't pay off that contract? Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Why not come down to an H? Why not come down to the H?
I'll tell you what. If anybody comes here, it's got to be someone that's going to bring a defensive presence, because even with a Trevor Ariza and a Patrick Beverley, how the Rockets rank 18th defensively? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, giving up 106 points a game. Now, offensively, they are set. They rank, you know, number two and averaging, 111 points a game. But I find that stat to be shocking when you had, like, Beverly, who had some hella games defensively. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of look at the NBA draft like in football. I mean, you know what you need defensively and offensively. You got to get these guys on the court and make something happen. losing, you saw what losing Nene, not having him, you saw what an impact that was. Mm-hmm. And that was part of giving up so many of those points. So, I mean, they got to find a good guy that can play, you know, the offense and the defense, but put a lot of focus on that defense because you already got your scores.
So with CP3, you think fit plays both ways? You know what I mean?
You know what? And I think what, you know, we talk about a lot whenever defense drives the offense, but we kind of really don't think about it going the other way because, honestly, when the offense is really clicking, you really don't have to put too much energy into defense just because you're scoring, you're slowing them down, you're slowing their tempo, and you keep on adding baskets to it. So you kind of
Golden State.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of works, you know, different ways. So you really don't need him to play both ways if the offense is really kicking because is this going to translate? And you know Chris Paul is not really going to be able to go down easy if he is playing defense. So he is a competitor. But I wouldn't say this is really going to be the way that we're going to go. You know, Chris Paul, I believe that, you know, he's probably shopping around. But who knows where he's going to end up because, I mean, he's not just in talks with Houston.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I don't think the Rockets should get really caught up in these free agents. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, look where they ended. Look what happened. I mean, they have enough with their current team. They don't really need someone to come in that's going to hog up the ball and drop them from being, you know, the number two offensive team out there. When your offense is good, that's why you need to be looking at a power forward, looking at a center perhaps, someone that can guard that rim down there and stop people from scoring. That's right. What you need.
I think ultimately some people would think, because even me, I would love to have a four or possibly a five, a guy who can play both of those positions and be able to step out just a little bit, but as well be able to rebound, a strong rebounder that's not going to let it. Because Clint, he is a good player, but he's not going to be able to play all 48 minutes every day.
And I mean, look, D'Antoni came in, put a system in place, and it worked good. Look what the results got. You are, even right now, they are probably still the number two scoring team behind Golden State.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad place to be in. Defensively, you got to stop some people. So, and you got to look at it like football, man. You got to, you know, D'Antoni's got to get someone, one of those assistant coaches. You got to bring in some defenders that's going to balance things out. I guarantee you they will end up going a little bit further. The San Antonio Spurs, I mean, I know we haven't talked much about them. I don't know what pick they got here, but I think they got a first-round pick.
Yes, they have the 29th pick.
So, I mean, you just got to – you definitely got to look at bringing in some beef. So, Thursday night is going to be this draft. So, with two picks like that, and I know we talked about this earlier about, you know, someone maybe dropping out of the first round. And, I mean, you take the best player on the board, or you take what you need.
It definitely depends who is that person on the board, though. If someone from the first round, a late first rounder two, I really don't think you're going to go too far out. Because if it's one of these late first rounders, I wouldn't really count too much on it. Maybe Jordan Bell or possibly Frank Jackson from Duke, maybe. But, I mean, those are really guys that we don't really need. So when I look at the list of guys who should be taken in the early second round, those are the guys who I'm really paying attention to and maybe to see which one of them can possibly. Because I'm looking at a couple guys right here, and it has P.J. Dozier, who's from South Carolina, that we're talking big on him. He's a point guard / shooting guard, 6'6", and he actually plays defense. So that's definitely something you look for, yeah. You know, and is just great offensively as well. He plays for Frank Martin, so, of course, you know, he's giving it his all or else he's getting his head chewed off possibly, but I would say that he's one of those guys that he has the potential to move up just a little bit. It's because he definitely has what a lot of people in the first round have. A lot of athleticism. He can carry the ball. I mean, he's 6'6", and he can be a point guard for you. He plays good defense on top of the perimeter, too, just as well. So one of those guys like that, I'm looking at. And also Jonathan Motley from Baylor.
Yeah,
so he's a
yeah.
local guy, local prospect.
Yeah, definitely.
So that can help out a lot. He's a scoring four, so he can get down the paint. He can score. He can finish, but also rebound is a good shot blocker. He did a lot in the Big 12.
Right.
So maybe if one of those guys can possibly slip down, because I have them probably going up a little higher, but someone like that slips, we got to take him.
I mean, from that 30th, 31st pick, I think that's where they got them projected to go now. What were you going to say, Mario?
I want to chime in about that boy from South Carolina, Droza. You know what I mean? I think that's another person that would feel great on the wings.
Oh, man. And you know what? I was watching a lot of his highlights. The fact that whenever he's on a 2-3, I know he won't play the zone whenever he gets an NBA, but whenever he stays on top of that perimeter and he's able to use his long arms just to put his hands in the passing lane and able to create steals and a lot of turnovers, I mean, you really look at that. And also, he's really great in transition just from playing that defense.
Moves without the ball?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys that I'm looking at. That if he comes to it, even though he's a 1-2, imagine him and James Harden coming down the paint. It'll be nice.
So, guys, to step away from the Rockets a little bit and just kind of look at what the Celtics and the 76ers are trying to do. I mean, you know, if the number one pick goes to Philadelphia and having Joel Embiid and looking at Markel, what's his name there?
Fultz.
Man, can you imagine how scary that could be for the Philadelphia 76ers?
And you said this earlier, but I'm still really not sold on them just yet because they're really young.
They're stacking up, but they're stacking up all-stars, future all-stars.
I would want to say yes to that right now, but I still, deep inside of me, it's because I'm seeing this happen in other programs. Well, not programs, but other teams.
Right.
Like, we were talking about the Timberwolves earlier.
Washington.
Look at them. Washington. These are still a lot of works in progress that still are still building, even though they did have a lot of these picks. So, yes, on paper, 76ers look really. I mean, T.J. McConnell, who thought that he was going to turn out the way he did?
Nope.
Wait, is Okafor even... He's kind of fell off the radar just a little bit with me.
He's there.
But, you know, of course, you have Joel Embiid who, you know, trusts the process. You're definitely going to get a lot out of him. So adding another caliber of player like that to that little core is going to do something. But I just don't see them competing for the East just yet. Maybe I'll see something in the next 3 years because, honestly, if they're moving up right now, you kind of hope that they got big things playing.
That's true. Guys, I'm sitting here looking at some of these things, how they break down. You know, they had the NBA draft like combine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at... Here's a guy with 12% body fat, Tony Bradley.
Center.
Is that like a lot for an NBA player, 12% body fat? And then there's a guy with 4% body fat. You know he's a point guard, right?
Oh, that's amazing because I'm probably 100% body fat. So.
But I'm just, so Tyle Dorsey, shooting guard, 4% body fat.
These are athletes because honestly, when I was looking at highlights of maybe the first, I'll say the top 10 people, each guy can just jump out the gym.
Yeah.
Each guy can just handle the ball just like a point guard or anyone that you should. So the first top 10 are definitely going to be something to look at. It's to see where everyone goes with it.
So you said Jonathan Motley. We actually reached out to his agent to see if we could get him to come on. I know this is a tough week to kind of get those guys on there. Making it around. Some of them still doing tryouts.
A lot of people are still doing work, especially those guys in the second round.
In the second round. And I know when we come back after the break, guys, we'll talk about the conversation that just never goes away, and that is Alonzo Ball and the what might happen with Alonzo Ball. I mean, we can't talk NBA draft if we don't mention Alonzo Ball, right?
You're right.
You got to talk Alonzo Ball. So that's what we're going to do. So... I got that penthouse in Manhattan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Baby girl, that's right. What's happening?
Yeah. All right, folks. So you're listening to the Sports Lights Kings to After Dark.
Say the word
right here
illegal.
On 1560 AM. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Oh, baby, I want to get with you.
Okay, so is this is Mario?
This is Mario's music, yeah.
Mario. What?
Hey, I like it.
Okay, all right, Mario.
Baby got back. Baby got back, man. Mix a lot. That's
speaking,
throw it out
speaking
there,
of
man.
Baby got back, we saw somebody earlier today. Ooh.
Okay.
We saw someone earlier.
Put those kids to sleep
some
right
of
now.
Baby back ribs.
Those baby back ribs. All right. So anyway, Sports Kings After Dark, back with the fellas. Chris, our producer who
made...
things happen every weekend here. Guys, you know what? I forgot to say this. Last Sunday, I wasn't here. And I cannot believe the wonderful job you guys. Yes, I can believe the wonderful job you guys did. But you guys brought it on with what's his name? With Derek.
Oh yeah.
And the Dynamo.
Oh yeah.
You guys talked soccer for a whole hour.
And
it kept my interest. I learned so much about soccer that I went out and kicked the hell out of somebody.
I really think it was good that we had kind of these different levels of soccer education in here, and I think that's what helped, because me, I'm a total novice. Like, I can watch a World Cup game, but I really can't really input. So I was really impressed with all of us, honestly, because, I mean, we're asking.
You guys, it was crazy. I heard soccer moms was calling in, like, what is going on? Good stuff, man. I know. That was good. So we got to get them back on the show. And I know, Mario, you are getting ready to go out and cover the Dynamo, but I know what you're really looking for.
Oh, yeah. You already know it's the Manchester United game.
Yes.
Manchester United.
Man. Nice. I just want to be, I just want to announce a game when someone scores. I just want to see how long I can hold that.
That goal, right? Goal. And just, oh, man, I know, me too. That's what I want to do. That's what I ask for.
Yeah, that would be on my bucket list to do.
I also think that it's a drive to that, too. I don't think you can just pull that out of nowhere. You have to have the build-up, the proper build-up for that.
It helps if you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Basically, speak Spanish is what I'm trying to say.
It just don't sound right coming out of English.
Yeah. It has to be like that.
I tell you what, though. I have probably broke a record for saying no, as in, like, when the Steelers give up a touchdown. No! I have broke that record. But anyway.
Man.
Hey, guys. I'm sitting here looking at Alonzo Ball here. Nice haircut, by the way. He did...
No styles for points, though, sir.
A shoot around with the Lakers now. He actually had one workout with the Lakers that did not include his father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The big bully wasn't there.
No, the big bully wasn't there. And he didn't do that good on that workout.
I bet he didn't.
So he worked out with the Lakers. And I tell you right now, all of the talk is that. First of all, I did have a problem with someone coming out saying, and I understand he's an L.A. guy. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Don't you think I wish Russell Westbrook would have stayed in L.A.?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, you know. The Lakers may or may not draft this guy. I don't know. Rob Pelinka now is the GM. Magic is there, too.
Mm-hmm.
A different set of philosophies right there. Eyes on these guys.
Completely different philosophies.
I cannot say for sure, and I've talked to everyone that I could talk to out in L.A., it is not guaranteed that the Lakers are going to draft this guy, even though if they do, it's good, but there's some hesitation.
Let's be serious, okay? If it wasn't for his dad being such a mouth, you know what I mean? Would we even be talking about him? Would he even be considered a top draftee?
You know what?
He is a good.
Oh, yeah.
I give him that. Yeah.
Don't let his father misconstrue anything about this guy, because you know what? I really give this guy a lot of props whenever the most I hear his dad, and the more I don't hear nothing of him. And that's what it came with all the kids, honestly. And you can't really let the dad get in the way of that, because honestly, when it comes down to it, this dude's a competitor. Oh, he plays D.
You got to look at the film.
But you know what? He does show flashes where he's vulnerable. Sometimes he gets to a point where he just wants to overshoot and he's taking bad shots.
Right.
So he does have flaws to where you probably might not want to pick him. But I would say don't use his dad as a gauge to gauge him as a player.
Please don't.
Yeah, because it does kind of suck. Because, in a way, you're making him famous. You're making him a household name by doing what you're doing.
And believe me, when it comes down to the economics of basketball and just really breaking things out, these scouts, these GMs, they're not thinking about this guy's father. They really have to break this thing down to see how he's going to contribute. Because the Lakers are really stocked with guards. I mean, the Lakers got some good guards. So, so you just have to see. And then you never know. There might be a trade. You never know. You have to just see where this thing is going to go. But I think...
I got some breaking news for you, James.
What you got?
Andrew Ward defends his title, defeating Kovalev 8th round technical knockout.
He beat the Russian.
Oh, wow.
Mind you, he was losing on all the cards. He was losing on all the judges' cards.
So it took the knockout to,
it took
to get it.
It would have took a knockout to make him
in
win.
In the eighth round?
Eighth round.
Scheduled 10 rounds?
No, 12 rounds.
12? Okay.
Anthony Ward defeats Kovalev. Technical knockout.
He beat the Russian. I know I keep saying
there was a lot. There was a lot of like talk between
Zangief lost.
Man. Zangief did lose.
Zangief did lose.
Quick, turn the channel.
You get me so much, Dave.
So, wow, interesting stuff. And you know, in the next hour, guys, since we kind of, you know, detoured to boxing, we got to talk about the Mayweather and McGregor fight. We'll talk about that in the next hour. So you want to hear some good commentary on Mayweather and McGregor. I'll tell you what, Mario today, and we talked about this in the opening of the show, almost caused the riot at End Zone Sports Bar.
Yo, man, you just can't put that accent on everyone just at any time. That's what it is. Man.
I was getting scared for my life.
Yeah, I know. Me and Chris scared. Sitting there like, okay, I think it's probably time to
I was leave. Like, I told the lady.
You know, this is going to be our home for the NFL season.
I told Stacey, can we have to go box, please? But wait a minute. I got to stand up and represent here because it's getting, this has been our, like, what, sixth or seventh or eighth show here at SB Nation?
Something like that.
And I've vowed my listeners, my viewers also online and my listeners, I will talk wrestling talk.
Yeah.
We need to step up. We need to step up our game and start talking wrestling. Tomorrow is a huge pay-per-view, in my opinion. A huge pay-per-view for WWE. Money in the Bank. It's not only just WWE talk. Mario, we know about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, we do.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, we even go old school, especially me. I go back to like 90, 91, 92. I'm old school. Gene, you go back to further than
that. Don't tell people how far I go back, okay?
Don't tell it.
Don't do it.
I mean, this is a sports show. We've talked about boxing, UFC. We've talked about all of the predetermined sports except for one, which is wrestling.
Hey, can we at least do the intro music tomorrow, all wrestling?
Okay, yeah, we could do that. We could definitely do that, yeah. We can do that next hour. I can have that queued up right now.
What are you going to do when... Okay.
That's too old right now. What's
your
going? I'm going to get some Steve Weisers. I need to get some Steve Weisers here. And you know what? I'm not going to bring it up because Mario's going to shoot me down, but, you know, the best in the world might come out of me right now.
Okay.
But go ahead, guys. I just want to let that know.
We would never forget the WWE. This show was built on the WWE.
And for those people out there that call it, I hate when people say wrestling. Isn't that wrestling? We're not in the wrestling business. We're in the sports entertainment business. Okay. Wrestling is New Japan.
Wait, wait, that'd be some of my kin folks down in...
I like wrestling.
Yeah. That's what... In Arkansas, that's what they told us. It was wrestling.
Some people say
like
wrestling.
When we were supposed to have been cleaning up and doing our chores, I know you ain't in there watching that wrestling.
I think Mario up north, they say wrestling.
Wrestling.
I'm going to watch that wrestling, man.
That's weird. Wrestling. Yeah.
But either way, you know what they was talking about.
Then. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
But we're going to have some sports talk, some wrestling talk here soon on Sports Nation After Dark.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Puppies. We saw some puppy today, didn't we, guys? Woo!
Well,
woo!
All right. So anyway, back to a little bit of NBA. So, folks, the NBA draft. Okay, so this will be the official end to the NBA season. So that's going to be Thursday. You know, a lot of people have draft parties. I think the Rockets are having any draft parties here in Harris County.
I think the reason why is just because of the late picks. Because I don't really remember anything really going crazy last year, honestly.
Nope.
No, these late picks will kill you, guys. I mean, yeah, 40.
It's going to take us a while because in 2015, I remember Sam Decker came out 18th pick, and that was pretty big time, especially when the season that he just had. Then to backdoor and get Montrezl Harrell, who had amazing last year at Louisville as well. Oh, I think we should. Oh, man, there's so much to talk about. Because now I just mentioned Louisville. That just got me thinking about Louisville now. And and Chris is going to get in my ear in a minute about my tangent and cutting it short. So
for next hour, you know?
Have some good tangents.
Yeah, no, I like your tangents. I just want. I'm trying to run a tight ship here, you know?
Yeah, I know. You're doing a great job.
I don't want the powers above me like, hey, Chris, you need to stop doing that now.
Or one day what's going to happen is I'm going to keep talking. The commercial's going to play. Then when it comes back, I'm still rambling. I think that would happen.
I think that would be excellent.
That'd be hilarious.
I think it would. Man, that barbecue was really, really good.
Barbecue.
Did we get dessert? We didn't get
I didn't bring no dessert.
So it's the famous Amos.
Famous Amos in a glass of water.
I'm actually surprised you're still kicking, though, after that.
Come on,
I could have had some donuts, but nobody wanted to make a U-turn, so...
Oh, I told you Uber Eats. Uber
Eats today. And on Sports Kings After Dark, we use Uber Eats. Uber Eats sponsor us.
He didn't want those donuts to be.
I don't trust.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't want it to be Uber. He didn't really want it that much.
I don't trust.
So segment, guys. Next hour, actually, we'll get into the Astros and just kind of let you know what's going on with the Astros. And I guess we will also talk a little bit more about the college football season that's coming up, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we, and, please?
And I know you want to talk a little bit about Rick Pitino, but you know what? We just haven't really officially, you know, given the Golden State Warriors their proper respects there, and or did we?
No, yeah. We haven't, but also I'm not ready to do that just yet. I'm not really sold on it. And you know what? I didn't get to watch all of it, but I started watching the beginning of the new, that 30 for 30, the Celtics and Lakers.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so
that was really good.
Watching film of old games makes me kind of forget. Well, makes me at least remind myself that sometimes we forget about these guys who were doing it back then, and we automatically put Golden State in this high pedestal in front of everybody.
Yeah, until you see something like that, and oh, my goodness. And then it makes you kind of, you know, things into perspective. So anyway, folks, you are listening to the jungle version of the Sports Kings After Dark show here on SB Nation 1560.
Erleben Sie die Premiere des neuen Opel Insignia und des neuen Opel Crossland X. Entdecken Sie aufregendes SUV-Design im neuen Crossland X und führende Technik für alle im neuen Insignia. Samstag, 24. Juni bei Ihrem Opel-Partner. Opel, die Zukunft gehört allen.